Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is January 12th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1964, rebels in Zanzibar begin a revolt known as the Zanzibar Revolution and proclaim a republic. In 1966, Lyndon Johnson states that the United States should stay in South Vietnam until communist aggression there is ended. In 1970, Biafra capitulates, ending the Nigerian Civil War. In 1971, known as the Harrisburg Seven, the Reverend Philip Berrigan and five others are indicted on charges of conspiring to kidnap Henry Kissinger and of plotting to blow up the heating tunnels of federal buildings in Washington, D.C. In 1976, the United Nations Security Council votes 11-1 to allow the Palestinian Liberation Organization to participate in a Security Council debate without voting rights. In 1986, Congressman Bill Nelson lifts off from the Kennedy Space Center aboard Columbia on mission STS-61C as a mission specialist. And on this day in 1991, an act of the United States Congress authorizes the use of military force to drive Iraq out of Kuwait. There you have it, the Cold War history on this day, January 12th. I am David Guerra. Until next time, goodbye.